Well, the draft orders means that this is the next step in terms of moving forward with the road. And in response, I got information in response to an assembly question from Minister Kennedy. And he also confirmed that in conjunction with the draft order being issued, there will be a number of public exhibitions held right along the route in Ballygally, Omagh, Strabane and Derry. So this is good news. This represents the next step in the project, an advancement of the project, and no doubt the people of the island and indeed the North West are really anxiously awaiting it.
Now, the presumption we're making is that the new environmental impacts, which were undertaken on foot of the court decision previously, will be acceptable. Will we now have to go to another public inquiry and possibly another public consultation as well?
No, well, the public consultation period has concluded, but the Minister has stated on previous occasions during question time and indeed in meetings that there is a very high likelihood that a public inquiry will be held during the course of the remainder of the year. And so we will be moving to a public inquiry. And obviously, I believe that I share the hopes of the vast majority of the people of the country that following that there, that the road will be able to start.
Now, the next question is, of course, funding. We know there have been meetings in recent weeks, both at Stormont and in Dublin, involving the Irish government, who have pledged money, as well as the executive. Are you satisfied that the funding will be in place and that we will see real progress and possibly a timetable for actual construction within a short period of time?
Yes. Well, the important thing is that the road remains an executive priority in the Assembly here in the North. And that has been restated many, many times by Deputy First Ministers and Minister and by others, that this remains an executive priority. So I'm very confident, certainly, that it will happen. My colleague Pat Doherty, the MP, and indeed Barry McLeoduff, MLA, has had recent meetings with the Taoiseach and with representatives down in Leinster House. And I'm equally confident that we'll see progress from the 26 county side as well.
Declan, thank you very much indeed.
No problem, Donald.
Declan, thank you. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.